Hello out there. How is everyone doing on the last official episode of winter? Was this winter? This was the weirdest winter I've ever had in my life. In my life, there was barely any snow. There was barely any cold. I don't know. It's pretty scary. I don't know if you're like me, but I'm pretty scared of what's to come. For many reasons, and we talk about all that on this podcast all the time, there's many different things that make me feel like I'm losing my mind. And the weather is just one of them. The weather is one of those things that just seems to get worse, and we care less. It's kind of like the aliens. We keep hearing news about aliens and UFOs, and we just care less every time we hear it. We don't care. Do you think they know that we don't care? They probably do. That's why they're showing themselves a little bit more, if that's what they're doing. Did you have a good St. Patrick's Day? Did you get out to the bar and have a fucking green pint or whatever? You know, I didn't drink at all. St. Patrick's Day, and I know I'm Irish. You know I'm chasing after that Irish citizenship, too. I'm going to be getting that. Oh, yeah, baby. I'm going to be getting that. As long as there's not a nuclear fallout across Europe. There's a good chance maybe we're going to move there one day. You never know. Never fucking know. Maybe we will. Don't fucking test me. Well, I do hope you had a good St. Patrick's Day. It's hard for me because, you know, there's so many years I was involved with the parade. And, oh, you know, we always had to do it early because it never linked up with the actual St. Patrick's Day. So this would have been a real special one to get the parade on actual St. Patrick's Day. It doesn't happen very often. But I haven't been in that parade. I can't remember. 2018, 2019, I can't remember which year was the last year. Definitely not in the 20s. And I feel bad because I think I was contacted a couple years ago by my friend's dad who runs the county float that I am from, my family is from. And I just forgot to respond. You know, you do that with emails. You just kind of forget to fucking respond. And when you get them from old people and they're all in lowercase, it just doesn't even feel real. It doesn't feel real. So you forget about it. So I didn't respond. And it was one of those things that I have friends in my life that there are certain things, there are certain events that I try to stick to because it's the only thing that'll ever keep me from seeing them again. And my friend Adam, who's been on this podcast in the early rendition of the show. I think it was episode 4, Protein Town, talking about his rancid farts. That's the only time I ever see him now, was from that. So I haven't seen him. I haven't seen him yet in the 20s. I haven't seen him yet. I haven't seen him since probably 2018. And yeah, it's just the way it is. It's just the way it is. I'm sure we'll find it some way to hook up. He's been my roommate twice in my life. But that it just is what it is. You get older, and he's living the LA dream, and I'm living the Newmarket dream. It's sad. There's sadness on both ends of the candle. But St. Patrick's Day happened. It's over. Who cares? It's goofy. I hope you had a good Guinness. Went and saw my grandma the other week. She turned 93. My grandma, my last remaining grandparent, probably the most, without a doubt, the most important grandparent that was in my life, the one that brought me the most care, the most support. You know, she was a real comfortable nan. She's still alive, but she has dementia. Sorry. It's hard to speak of people with dementia in the present tense and not past tense because they're not there the same way. And you kind of see glimmers sometimes where she'll look at you and it's like, oh, maybe she is still in there, but I don't think she's there, but her vessel is strong. and it was my first time seeing her in her new home. You know, she made it to 92 before she had to go into a home, and it wasn't too bad. As far as rest homes go, my great grandma was kind of the last rest home I think I was in. And that was in the late 90s. And that was a piss shack, as you would call them. Have you ever been to a piss shack where it's just people and just piss, the smell of urine everywhere. And I don't know if I'm getting older, I don't know if my senses are dulling, but I did not smell an ounce of piss in the piss shack that she's in. Very dry piss shack. They're all piss shacks, I guess. You get to an age and yeah, everything's a piss shack. But I'm happy I got to see her. I feel better. She's on my mind all the time. I have very few pictures of people in my office now, and she's one of them. So every day I think about her, and you keep them in your thoughts, and sometimes that's enough. Sometimes that's enough. It's a hard thing to navigate. Hard thing to navigate when you got old people in your life who are losing their mind. Moving on. I didn't bring this up last time on the last episode. By the way, thanks for listening to Chor Baba. I had the two guests on. I know it was a bit of a wild ride. My brain was mushed. I was up all night. But we did it. We pulled through, and I thought we did a pretty good interview with those two, and I had a lot of fun. But I did forget to tell the last episode because I was so overwhelmed with doing the interviews, was that I am out of crypto and I feel good. Oh yeah. I'm out of crypto. I don't know. Let's just say back in the last boom of it, my wife was pretty excited and she understands it a lot better than I do. And I never really wanted to get into it, but I didn't want to miss out, I guess, too. I thought, hey, why don't I just dip my toes into the fucking shallow end? Dip them in, see if a little fucking goldfish takes a nibble, and I bleed gold. And immediately after I bought Bitcoin and Ethereum, everything tanked and I lost 2/3 of it. But I didn't put that much in, but I said, you know what? I'm just going to wait it out. If you're saying it's going to come back, I'm just going to wait it out. I'll trust you on that. Sure enough, took 2.5 years, but it came back and it's going way higher. But you see, I didn't have enough money to hold on to it. It's so volatile. It's crazy. It's up 1,000. It's down 1,000. It's up 10,000. It's down. It's crazy. It's not a fun game to play. So I got my money out once I got my money back. And Bitcoin made up for the shitty coins that I bought that I lost a bunch of money on. So here's a guy got in and out of the crypto game with $3.80 extra in his pocket. You know, what if only it was like the 60s and I could go and buy a meal somewhere, like a nice Burger King or something, you know? Anywho, out of the crypto game, feels good. Did a self-tape the other day. A couple weeks ago now, and I guess I can talk about it because I'm pretty sure I didn't get it. And I'll say it was for the last season of a TV show that they're in their last season. It's like one of the last episodes of the series before they call it quits. And all the British actors go back to the island. It was What We Do in the Shadows. And folks, you know I was on it before. You know I was on it. I was cut. And on the audition, my last audition with them, it's hard out here for a pimp, let me tell you. For the day player roles, sometimes you just don't get anything. Sometimes you don't even get a line. I just got a simple thing to say to improvise on a very simple premise. That's all I could do. And let me tell you something. It's hard to just improvise out of nowhere. So what I tried to do, I thought this will either be great, it will work to my favor, maybe it'll show a little bit of cuteness, but I improvised. I was a writer and I was improvising about the line that I acted in 2 seasons ago being cut. And I was just trying to be the writer of the line that I had on that episode, really trying to defend it and keep it in. But in the end, accepts that it's being cut. So I don't even know, because it was such a meaningless line. Would the casting even remember? Probably not. Did it get to the director, who was the same one of the episode I did in 2021? Maybe not. She probably doesn't even remember me at all. You know, who knows? We were in masks most of the time until they yelled action and then cut and the mask back on. And, I didn't know what anyone looked like. I thought she was Asian. She wasn't Asian. She's Russian. So that's it for Shadows. A very funny show. Definitely has run its course, I will say. Now that it's over and I'll never get an audition again for them. it ran its course. I think it's done. I think season six was enough. I've watched every season. I feel like it's running out of a little bit of steam, you know, but you could just watch, anyone will watch Matt Berry running around doing his thing. He's just so fucking funny. The whole cast is funny, but it's time. It's time to move on. You know, move away from Shadows, Tika. Taika? Hey, Taika, move away. I know it's your baby. I know it was your short film when you were in college and you turned into this and that and the other, but it's time to move on. It's time to move on, my man. Special announcement, Google Podcast is going away. Yes. So I know I've talked about it before. I think I said I wasn't interested in putting the podcast on YouTube unless it was easy, unless it was connected to the RSS feed. That is something that is becoming obsolete now, isn't it, folks? The RSS feed. People do subscribe to just RSS feeds for podcasts. Crazy. But anyway, YouTube Music is doing that now, and the podcast is on YouTube. If you want to listen to it there, knock yourself out. I've uploaded all the episodes. They're all on there. I downloaded the YouTube Music app. It seems pretty good. It seems like a normal podcaster app. It seems to be what everyone thinks is going to beat out Spotify and Apple Music. And I know a lot of people that are on YouTube Music and paying for the premium, and they seem to love it. I don't know if I'm going to be one of those guys, but I might as well get on the ship that is going into the harbor with all the bells and whistles, baby. So we've got Apple Music, YouTube Music. If you go to comelosea.wordpress.com, I do have a link there, but if you just search for it, I think it's just even on YouTube now. YouTube Music is just one way to access it. You can also just access it on YouTube if you want to watch it like a video with just the logo playing. I don't really recommend it because I don't know if it's going to remember where you were. If you stop, you know how these things go. You want to be able to stop, take a break. You don't want to listen to me for 40 minutes straight. It'll fucking kill you. It'll fucking goddamn kill you. Another thing in the commercial, I just want to talk about one more thing in the commercial industry. We are still in a lockout, by the way. I will keep saying that until the lockout ends, if it ever does. Mark Messier did a commercial. Now, you remember Mark Messier. No, some of you do. Maybe a few of you do. He was a star hockey player in the 80s, in the early 90s, won a bunch of Stanley Cups with Wayne Gretzky, and then won with the New York Rangers. But then he became a little bit of a sponsorship hound for Lay's Chips. And he did that for some years, and then he just went away because nobody knew who Mark Messier was anymore. But he came back this year. Now, I didn't audition for this commercial. You've probably seen it. But all the people I know that are union actors did. And it's the dumbest fucking thing I've ever seen. The dumbest premise where it's just them all in the waiting room waiting to go in for an audition. And there's a bunch of different flavors of Lay's. And it just, you know, it just looks like free chips. So, yeah, of course, you're going to pick up one. You're going to have two, whatever. Seems like they're encouraging you to eat more than one. And the whole commercial is like, well, if they get into the room, they're like, this isn't a commercial audition. If you ate just one flavor, you could have been entered to win $1 million. The first thing I thought of was, here's all these union actors who are all in this lockout still. And this is the commercial. Be like, hey, just so you know, if you were looking for some relief, you fucked it up. Is that fun? Is that good copywriting? Is that them fucking with us? The fucking ad agencies? What the fuck is that? I fucking hate that commercial. Mark Messier, you can do better than that. That you're sitting on your ass. You're not even doing anything. I don't even think I saw you eat the fucking chip. Usually you do. So anyway, I hate it. And I feel for all the actors in it. Union actors that I know that are in that commercial who just got fucked around. And hopefully they still got paid their normal rates. Hopefully that SOC or principal, whatever, you know, the Inception style of crap that they do sometimes, I hope that they just got paid normal. Before we move on to the fitness update, let's just pour one out. Let's pour one out. It's the 4-year anniversary of the lockdown, of the pandemic. And it's a weird world to navigate. It's a weird friggin' world. We're 4 years in. They've come up with vaccines. If you go back to Personal Pandemic Pizza, that was the name of the episode. I think it was episode 50 or 52, something like that. That was the first one. That was of the lockdown. And you can really hear my voice. Just, we didn't know what was going to happen. We didn't know, like, the thought of us this being lasting more than 2 weeks, the thought of vaccines in the work already, and that's going to be ready when? What? It just, it was crazy. It's so hard. 20 and 21 for sure are really hard years to think of, because it just felt like we were just like locked in a bunker trying to get through it. And I always, I have a dartboard in my office, and I put up that dartboard when it happened, when it first happened. And it really got me through those two crappy years. I was playing it all the time, and I don't play it as much anymore, but it just like, it meant a lot to me to have it, because it just kept my mind going in a way that helped me ignore how insane everything was. And now we're just kind of in this world where it's still there. I think the implications of it are being ignored more. And I just, you know, I've got family members that are planning to go to Europe and stuff like that. And they're old. They're in that age group that can have some issues with it. And they don't, they're so annoyed by the whole pandemic that they don't even want to think about having to protect themselves anymore. And those are the people that really need to, especially when you're traveling in the air and you're on a transatlantic flight. I used to really worry during the pandemic about everybody. I was worried about my friends getting it. I was worried about my parents, my grandparents, all of that getting it. And now I just don't worry about it anymore. I don't worry about it. Like, you just have to accept that there's a fate for everybody. And this could be part of it for some people. It's kind of a relief to honestly just let life do its thing. Hopefully nothing happens. I don't want anything to happen to anybody in my life, but I'm not going to worry about you anymore. And I'm not going to try and protect you or anything. Everyone's on their own. As I've said many times over the last couple of years, we're all on our own with this thing, and you just have to navigate it the best way you think is fit, because we do have a conservative government coming in to Canada for the next decade, probably. And it's going to be a little wild. It's going to be a little wild, especially the next 4 years if Trump gets in as well. And we have a fully conservative North America for the most part, other than in Mexico. I don't know if they're concerned or not. Who cares? But the upper part, it's going to be something wild, especially with that dummy Polyev getting in. Oh boy, we're going to be talking a lot about Polyev. Please, people, do some research on this guy. He's not the fucking whore of all the fucking, the milkman, the fucking Thule. This isn't the guy. Anyway, many of the people listening to this podcast aren't even Canadians. They don't know who the fuck I'm talking about. But I'm sure you're going to have the same problems yourself, because fascism is becoming a global trend. Anyway, fitness update.
Fitness update.
Couple things to talk about with the fitness update, guys. I have talked about this before in the podcast. There, you know that I work the inside bike, the indoor bike, a lot. I love the indoor bike. I've been doing it now pretty religiously, if I'm not outside, because I do the outdoor bike a lot as well. If the weather's good, it's going to get better and I'll be back on that train again. But in the meantime, when it's crappy and muddy and wet and cold, I'm inside. I'm on the indoor bike. If I just don't feel like going out for a ride, I get on. I watch something. It's beautiful. I love it. Anyway, the indoor bike finally reached a new destination during the pandemic. And I'm going to continue to honor this until all the labels that I have on my bookshelf of different destinations, the direct line kilometer from where I am living, is reached on the odometer of this inside bike. We've hit a bunch of different places. I rip off when they're done. I think Jamaica was the last one. We are now at past 3,500 kilometers. And where does that take you to in a direct line? Now, if I try to drive to this place, it's probably going to add another 1,000 kilometers, because it's going to be going up and down and left and right. But in a direct line, we are finally here. Ho-ho! What's up, Brenda? Yo, where's Donna? Yo, where's Donna? That's right, folks. Beverly Hills, 3,500 kilometers from where I am living. 3,500 kilometers. That is the distance in a straight line. And we've reached it on the bike. We fucking reached it. It's freaking sunny here. Let's play a little more. Probably going to get blocked on YouTube for this. It's all right. It's all right because I got some copyright flags when I uploaded it to YouTube Music. But everything was cool. They were like, it can be on here. So playing something on YouTube, hopefully it'll get to stay on, you know? We're here in the palm trees. We're working out at the Muscle Beaches. We're going to the freak show in Venice Beach. Baby, it's Beverly Hills. It's Beverly Hills. Ian Ziering's here. A 90-year-old Gabrielle Katiris. And let's not forget, R.I.P. Luke Perry. R.I.P. Luke Perry. I'm sorry I couldn't get there in time. It's a long ride, bro. I missed you. We miss you. Anyway, should that be it for the fitness update? No, there's a couple more things. One, I'm back on the fasting. This is day one. It's been a bit of a hard morning. I did 16 hours last night for the first time in many and many a months. And you wake up, you got a headache. It's brutal. So I had to take some Advil because it was killing me. I made myself a nice espresso. Yeah, I frothed the milk. Don't you fucking worry about it. And, you know, it's time for, I gotta cut it. If I ain't going to be on that Ozempic, and that Wegovy, then we got to get back to the fasting. Fasting made me feel a lot better, and the weight will start to come off again. So here we go. I've got like 2 hours until I can't eat again. So hopefully I get some food in. Meantime, I'll just have a little sippy do of this coffee. Oh, it's hard for me not to slurp. I love slurping coffee. Are you like me? Do you like slurping coffee? Went to the eye doctor. Here's another little fitness update. Eye fitness. You know, let's not be ashamed to talk of our fucking eye fitness here. Got my eyes checked again. Everything seems fine now. We are still keeping an eye on the possible glaucoma that I will have. I asked him, I go, do I have glaucoma? Like when people ask me, do I have to tell them I have glaucoma for, you know, if I'm going on a roller coaster or using some kind of eye pressure gadget to massage your... He goes, no, you don't have glaucoma. You're what we call glaucoma suspect. So that kind of brought some relief to me. My eye pressure is good, so we don't have to worry about drops or anything like that yet. But I don't have it, but it looks like it could turn into glaucoma. So, yeah, I don't know who in my family has it. It's a genetic disease. It's not from eating Lick-A-Maid as a kid. It's not from... Jolt Cola. Maybe I had one or too many Jolt Colas. Man, our heart rates when we were teenagers must have been like 140 all the time with all the sugar and shit we were eating. Caffeine as a kid. I wonder. It must have been like just rickety diggity do. But you know I've got a real nice resting heart rate. Perhaps I could be working it a little bit more. But I'm still getting in at least 3 days a week of exercise. I'm really trying. Even if it's like the end of the day and I haven't worked out, I will go for a walk and I'll hit a big hill. I'll try to get a little bit of walking because walking is fucking important. If that's all you can do, that's a great thing. Go for a walk. Walking is the best. You don't need any of the other bullshit. If you just eat proper and go for a walk, you'll live for fucking ever. You'll live for fucking ever.
Health news. News that is health-related.
Okay, couple of things in the health news. As always, check out the links in the show notes for the health news. I will always post a link to the articles because, you know, there's everybody's a fucking doctor. Everybody's a specialist. Everybody knows a little know-it-all. He's a little so-and-so, and you can just read it and make your own fucking affirmations. I don't give a shit. I'm not telling you ever believe me. This is just my rant. This is my thought. This is what I think about things. But these aren't really, this is more health world news, more like gossip a little bit. And, you know, nothing, there's nothing really to disprove here so much. Maybe in this first topic, because it is a little bit of a hot topic for people. I'm talking about Beyond Meat is changing their recipe again to make it even healthier. And I will say even healthier because they are healthy and they get a bad rap. Big beef. They don't want to be dealing with this shit. Now, I do understand some concerns that were with the original Beyond Meat burger. Now, I think they've made three different recipes now. They're about to release the fourth one, which is a major overhaul, and I'll get into that. But the one where it is now, there is a lot more saturated fat, maybe. There's the use of canola, coconut oil, which is very fatty. And, you know, people say just like when you're stripping a vegetable or stripping a fruit and you're putting it into a blender, it's, it gets into your system. It spikes your blood sugar and stuff like that a lot faster because you don't have that fiber to help break it down. But with this, there is fiber in the burger and that is supposed to help with breaking down everything. I just think that Beyond Meat burger, it gets a bad rap. But I'm not someone that really craves red meat all the time. So if I could, the times that I do, if it's a burger or if it's some kind of ground meat, tacos type of thing, whatever, meatball, you know, in the spaghetti, then I don't mind having a substitute, a vegan substitute. I love the vegan food. I've had vegans on the podcast that love talking about this stuff, and they've made it so much better. So I'm very excited about this, that it's made with avocado oil now. This is Beyond Burger 4, they're calling it. Meatier and juicier. They say that because the avocado oil, you know, has a high burn rate or whatever, it's going to sizzle even better when you're grilling it. And also, it's a more neutral flavor, so they were able to, like, bring out other flavors in the burger. So it should have a little bit of a different taste. I'm excited to try it. I thought that I was getting it. I bought the burgers recently, but they are the old ones. They are not the new one that has the avocado oil. But I still like them, and I'm still going to eat them. Especially if they're going away, right? You got to say goodbye. You got to say goodbye in the Beyond 3. So here's a couple of things about the new one, just so you can hear it for yourselves. They did, when they were making the new ingredient for this, they went to a lot of nutritionists and researchers and nutrition experts, and that all helped to get this new recipe. So, because, you know, they have their critics, and they like to retort a little bit, and that's good. That's what you got to do. You can't just ignore it. You got to say, well, okay, here's some things we can improve on this, and then also maybe just chill out a little bit, because this type of vegan food and stuff, it gets the ultra processed label, and I don't think that's very fair. I think a lot of people agree that it really shouldn't. There doesn't seem to be a link to further disease from these types of foods like you would from ultra processed food that it contains meat. So this one is, let's see what we got here. So I've talked about the avocado oil. It's going to be better on the barb. There's 60% less saturated fat at just 2 grams per serving, 20% less sodium. And at the same time, it packs 21 grams of plant-based protein per serving, more than beef. Beyond Meat is, criticized for unhealthy by the media and public and media due to the ultra-processed. Yeah, I talked about that. And the studies have shown that that's not exactly true at all. And that's just, you know, the critics being critics. Also, the new product includes nutrient-dense plant-based foods such as red lentil and faba bean. It's simpler. They're removing oils. So this is actually a big thing, too. Major health organizations have recognized the superior health performance of Beyond 4. For example, it was included in a collection of heart-healthy recipes certified by the American Heart Association's Heart Check program. Moreover, Good Housekeeping gave it a nutritionist approval emblem, and it is the first plant-based meat to be certified by the Clean Label Project. So this is exciting, and this is what's going to happen with this vegan food, because we can't keep up. We can't keep up with the farming. We can't keep up with the methane. We're going to have to keep moving over to stuff like this, and it's only going to get better. So let me tell you, I've thrown this food on a lot of meat eaters, and they always seem to like it. And it was really the bad press that it got and it being pulled from fast food places in Canada that kind of have made it fall off the radar a little bit. But those of us that know, fucking know. And I'm pretty fucking excited about it, okay? Moving on, this is another health news topic that not, you know, this is about a health weight loss icon that's finally coming out of the chubby closet to tell us that she is on that Ozempic. Now, she didn't say Ozempic, but Oprah Winfrey has been associated with Weight Watchers for a long time, right? Spokesperson, she's the face. And with all this Ozempic-like drug coming out, do you think she could fucking keep her billions of dollars off it? Cost you a grand a month? You think she can swing that? Yeah, she can. And she did. So she's leaving Weight Watchers because clearly she's losing a lot of weight. She looks great. She looks great. She looks young too. She's 70. She's fucking same age as my dad. Crazy. But she's lost a lot of weight. She looks healthy, but she's also saying that, yeah, I'm taking this drug, but I'm also still doing the same routine that I did with Weight Watchers, watching her points, but she's also a big hiker. You know, she 10 miles on weekends, she goes on a hike and she does like 3 to 5 miles a day. It's a lot of hiking. It's like 10K every fucking day. It's a lot. So she's working hard at it. This is obviously a chronic issue for a lot of people. Obesity's hard, man. I think I talked about an article months, maybe years ago, probably in the last year and a half, but it's almost like obesity does a type of brain damage to you where you can't, the part of your brain that signals that you're full is like kind of screwed up. And that's why these Ozempic drugs and Wegovy and whatnot, they help send that message saying that, hey, you're full. The other thing is that I think you're just nauseous a little bit all the time. So who likes to eat when they're nauseous even a little bit, right? So Oprah's out. Oprah's out of Weight Watchers. You know, you can't, and you know, you got to respect it. You got to respect that she's not going to lie and say that she's not doing anything. Like, I'll tell you, someone that Ozempic, it's kind of like a disclaimer, like a beware, is the Osbournes. The two, Sharon Osbourne and Kelly Osbourne are both on that Ozempic. And they look like they're turning inside out. They're getting so thin. It looks really fucked. And even I think Sharon Osbourne's like, I had to stop and now I can't, like, I can't get weight back now. She's all fucked. She looks fucking crazy. I don't know, man. I'm not ready for the Ozempic. I don't have the money. I don't have the money. But I will try the fasting again because I felt like it really helped. I'm really sick of this. I want to get back to late 20s Matt a little bit, you know, which was a while ago. It was a while ago, but the majority of my life, I haven't been like this. Still, we're in the majority of my life where I haven't been like this. But my 30s, fortunately, in a body type that I wasn't super happy about. And I'm watching my drinking and everything else. And hopefully, I'll see some improvements soon. And we're just going to take it one day at a time, baby. Other shit, just a little bit more turd. We've talked about the piss shack. We've talked about all kinds of stuff today. We've been flying through some topics. 35 minutes in, we're having a good time. You're having a good time. Let's just finish it off. We've got to talk about this. You know, this is a pro fast food fitness podcast. One of the only in the business. It says it right in the description of the podcast. This happened some weeks ago, almost a month ago now, but Wendy said they were going to start doing surge pricing. Now. Dear God, are you kidding me? They had to backtrack. They had to say, oh, whoa, okay, we're not, because people were outraged. I don't know if you've boughten. I just said boughten. I'm a 39-year-old man who works as an editor, and I said boughten. Boughten. I don't know if you have purchased fast food, but it's pretty expensive. it's pretty fucking expensive. Two people getting fast food is going to cost you over $30. It's crazy. And the fucking gall of this fucking chicken shit Dave motherfucking Wendy's, whose spicy chicken burgers always hurt my gut. They fucking hurt my gut. And I can eat hot shit. And it's not even, it's only jalapeno that gives me trouble. So what the fuck is going on with those spicy chicken burgers from Wendy's? I don't even touch them anymore. I don't even fucking touch them. Because they fucking hurt my gut. I fucking get pains in my gut. You want to fucking surge the price? When shit's busy? When people are fucking at their shit job? They're not making enough money? They barely make enough money for rent? But they get a fucking half hour to run to your fucking shitty little drywalled shack and get a surge price fucking quarter pounder with cheese? Dave's single with cheese? Give me a fucking... Oh, people gotta wait? They gotta skip lunch? They gotta wait till after work? They gotta come back at midnight to eat? Get some cheap fucking single Dave? Give me that single meat, baby? It's fucking dumb. Shame on you, Wendy's. I don't like when you fast food people get involved in silly politics like this. I didn't like when Chick-fil-A said they don't like gay people. I hope that's changed. I still haven't had Chick-fil-A, but now they're coming to Canada. And yeah, I want to try them. I want to try it. I've got gay friends who want to try it. So change your tune. You're a chicken house. You ain't running for president, motherfucker. So hopefully that's the end of surge pricing that we see. Like, the last thing we need is a fucking more Uber shit to spill out everywhere else in the world. That horrible company. And that's going to, that company is going to just be like a robotic cockroach one day. No one will work for it. It'll all be robots. And we'll be tripping over them in the street as they're delivering burritos to people and a carton of eggs. They'll be going down the aisles in the grocery stores, shopping. You're going to be fucking running your cart into them. Fucking robotic Silicon Valley cockroach shit. Just for Last filed for bankruptcy. Now, if you're not a Canadian or an American, I'd say Americans, a lot of the comedians anyway, and the entertainers know what Just for Laughs is, because in some ways, Just for Laughs, it's a comedy festival in Montreal, Quebec. Pretty important to my friends that are comedians. It's a big thing for them to get on the showcases, to go to the show, to get on the gala. It opens a lot of doors. Not as many as it used to. It kind of took over for Johnny Carson for a little bit, where they were kind of getting comedians to, like, they would get TV shows from it. Like, Kevin James got King of Queens from being on the Just for Laughs gala. That's where he got noticed, and that's where they offered him a deal or whatever. That doesn't happen really anymore. But it's still great exposure for comics, and now it's going away. I thought fucking Howie Mandel owns it. I remember he was like trying to fuck them out of their money on the Sirius XM channel years ago. And like that, like so many comedians rely on that shit for residuals, and he was going to take that fucking away. And then they ended up keeping, like, it's been a little shaky in the Howie Mandel years, hasn't it? You never trust a prop comic, man. They've always got something up their sleeve. Oh, it's a prop. Fucking prop. I don't want to get too far off. This is some other shit, but I started following Carrot Top on Instagram, and I don't need to see this ripped dude who's like 60 taking pictures of his torso with a four-leaf clover over his nuts. I was hoping that I'd see some comedy. Maybe you'd tell some stories about who you've ran into and your Las Vegas residency. I don't want to see you thinking you're hot. It's fucking weird. You're hairless. You're a ginger. It's fucking weird, man. You're so veiny too. It's like, whoa, how are you so fucking ripped? Sorry. Another, just speaking of prop comics. So just for laughs, your gags, they were there, right? They were always there on TV for us in Canada. They're fucking horrible. Never understood how. Is that where all the money went? Did the money go into the gags? Just annoying people in the Montreal for fucking 25 years. Big festival to go down, man. It's getting real hard for comedians in Canada. And you know, if Polyev comes in and CBC's gone and this hour is 22 minutes, has to get canceled, there'll be nothing left, bro. There'll be fucking nothing left. Yikes. Speaking of Lupe fiasco, talking about the Kate Middleton fiasco, let's put a Lupe on it. What the fuck is going on with this Kate Middleton? I would normally comment on the royal family, but they do own us. We are a colony or whatever. And we don't know what's going on with the future queen. We don't know if she caught him pegging with someone else. We don't know. She's sick. Is she dead? She's bad at Photoshop. They probably don't have a lot of time to learn Photoshop. You got to cut her some slack. But it was, I don't know, one of her sons is making like an Illuminati or a white power sign with his fingers. It looks fucked. All her teeth are like, she went to like BritishTeeth.com to get some vector images. Their teeth don't look real. Are they all fucked up like that? You're fucking royal family. Get these kids some Invisalign. What the fuck is going on? Maybe they're too young. I don't know. Am I being too hard on the kids and the future kings and queens? You know, maybe they want to look like them. Maybe they want to look like Freddie Mercury. You got to have like a tooth that's a can opener. Apparently it helps with the music a little bit, you know? That's why he never fucked with his teeth. Helped hit those high notes. Made a little whistle that we, you know, like a dog whistle with those teeth. So we don't know what's going on with Kate. She's dead. She saw him pegging. There's a lot of pegging rumors. We don't know if Charles is dead. It's just a, don't you see, royal family? It's all a bit of a joke. It's all a bit of a fucking joke. And maybe we should just, you know, not give a fuck about you people anymore. And you can go live your lives and peg and do whatever the fuck you want. There's nothing wrong with pegging. Just make sure there's the lube and everything. And the last thing I'll just say, as we're here and we're just already, I told you this year is going to be fucking dumb. With all this Trump shit and the Biden shit, and they're both old, but apparently Trump is so much younger than Biden, he's like season one of Baywatch. He's just got a big old 8-pack. He's running down the beach with that orange floaty thing that no one's ever seen on a beach before. And you know, he's vibrant. He's running a speed fucking clinic the last time he was in the White House. But for some reason, the guy looks like he's on stilts. Like, they got to lean him forward. He keeps falling back. He looks fucked. He can't afford his bond, so they're going to start liquidating all his shit. So how the fuck is he going to run for president? Oh, my God. He doesn't even have to do anything. He could shit in cups and hand them out, and people will find a way to vote twice for him. It's crazy. I'm tired of this. And, yes, the Biden thing is fucked. He's old. He's smart. But he's fucking old. He's old as shit. He's old as shit. But Trump, you know what? He wins his first year. He'll have completed 79 years of life. So he'll be on his 80th lap in his first fucking year. Can you imagine fucking Trump in his fucking 80s? Oh, the only thing that is comforting about him ever being president again is that he can only do 4 years, as long as this fascist shit doesn't take over and he just fucking stays, and then they keep passing it down to Trump's. Can you imagine imagine if the states goes through 100 years of Trump's just being in charge? Just keep passing it down. Fuck me. Well, that's it, folks. That's it for this one. Here's some gloomy fucking music for the end of winter, whatever the fuck that was. Make sure that if you have a furnace and a furnace filter in June, you're going to want to put a MERV 12 minimum, okay? MERV 12 minimum filter in the furnace. There will be fire. We're going to be getting that smoke again, and you do not want those little PMs coming in the house, okay? So don't be stupid. Come and join the Nazi party. No, sorry, that's... Just been singing that along for some reason, you know. Check out the producers. No, get the MERV filter. Get the 12. MERV 12, okay? It's a 1500. And, just one other thing. Apple Podcasts is now doing transcripts. That's cool. Auto-generated. They look good. I don't know why it excites me. Chorababa, they did put the transcript on it. Hopefully, they'll continue to. Seems kind of spotty. Haven't done any of the other episodes, but hey, we'll see. It's a new dawn. It's a new day. It's a new life. Michael Bublé, take a dump in a fizzy can.